Good morning.
Good morning.
Something about the busyness of the season made me choose this topic. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to the end. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So we're told like four times almost in that passage, don't worry. You know, don't worry about what you're going to get for Christmas. Don't worry about what you're going to eat for Christmas. Plan. Plan's fine. But don't be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So there's a big difference between planning and worrying, and we're commanded not to worry. It's just one of the many things that we're commanded not to do. So don't do it. Easier said than done, right? But seriously, if God's in control, we don't need to worry about it. So, and God will take care of our needs. This is the promise right in that passage that he will take care of our needs. Another major part of that passage is one of the cures for worrying is seek first the kingdom of God. If you seek the kingdom of God first, everything else will fall into place. That's a treasure of a verse right there. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I ask that you would help us to seek you first in your kingdom and your purposes and the glory of our Lord Jesus before we do anything else. Help us to want to see Jesus magnified and glorified. Help us to give everything we can for that purpose. And we have confidence in you that you will take care of everything else. Thank you, God, and we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.